Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to help you break free from the digital chains and unlock a life brimming with real world connection and creativity. Ever feel like your phone is secretly competing with you for attention? Like it's Swiss spring sweet nothings in your ear just as you're about to brainstorm that brilliant idea. Trust me, you're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of how our phones can undo, steal our creative mojo. We're talking about reclaiming that spark, reigniting your imagination, and getting inspired in ways that don't involve scrolling endlessly through social media feeds. Sound good? Let's get started. One of the biggest culprits stealing our creativity is constant distraction. We live in a world where notifications are designed to grab our attention, pulling us away from the flow of creative thought. Think about it. You're finally starting to sketch out that masterpiece and bam. A notification pops up and suddenly you're down a rabbit hole of cat videos or replying to emails. Not exactly inspiring, right? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reduce your phone use and unleash your creative genius. 1. Mindful moments. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to when your phone usage is really hijacking your creativity. Are you reaching for it out of boredom? Anxiety? Habit? Once you know your triggers, you can start making conscious choices to put the phone down and engage in activities that spark inspiration. Think going for a walk in nature, doodling, reading a good book, anything that helps you tune into your inner world. 2. The power of breaks. Just like our bodies need breaks, so do our minds. Schedule regular digital detox sessions throughout the day. Even 15-minute intervals can make a huge difference. Use this time to journal, meditate, listen to music, anything that helps you recharge and reconnect with yourself. 3. Curate your content. Think about what you're consuming on your phone. Are social media feeds filled with negativity or comparison? Are you constantly bombarded with news headlines that leave you feeling stressed? It's time to curate a more positive digital landscape. Unfollow accounts that drain you, mute notifications from apps that aren't essential, and focus on content that inspires, educates, or simply makes you smile. 4. Embrace offline hobbies. Remember those hobbies you used to love before the world came glued to screens? Dust them off and get back into them. Painting, playing music, gardening, writing, whatever it is that brings you joy and helps you express yourself creatively, make time for it. 5. Create phone-free zones. Designate specific areas in your home or workspace as phone-free zones. This could be your bedroom, your dining table, or even just a cozy corner where you can relax and focus on creative pursuits. Let me tell you about Sarah. A talented writer, she felt creatively stifled by the constant pings and buzzes of her smartphone. It was stealing precious hours that could be spent writing. After implementing some of these tips, Sarah created a writer's nook in her living room, a cozy space with a comfy chair, good lighting, and absolutely no phones allowed. She started taking walks in nature to clear her head, journaling before bed to process her thoughts, and scheduling regular digital detox sessions throughout the day. The result? Sarah rediscovered her passion for writing, felt more focused and inspired, and produced some of her best work yet. Remember, you have the power to reclaim your creativity and live a more fulfilling life. It's about making conscious choices, setting boundaries, and prioritizing activities that nourish your soul. So, are you ready to ditch the digital distractions and unleash your inner creative genius? Take one small step today, maybe put your phone on silent for an hour, go for a walk without it, or try journaling instead of scrolling. You'll be amazed at what you can achieve when you give yourself the space to breathe and create. Share your thoughts and experiences with me. Let me know what strategies you're using to reduce phone use and boost your creativity. Leave a comment below or join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you all. And don't forget to subscribe to Your Phone is the Villain for more tips, tricks, and real talk about reclaiming your life from the digital overload. Until next time, keep shining bright and stay creative.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.